Living words for the 22nd of January. Our worship is Psalm 25. Our Old Testament reading is Joshua 19. Our gospel is Mark chapter 9. Our epistle 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And our wisdom, Proverbs 22. In preparing for this, I had some wonderful discoveries. So as we start with our worship, Psalm 22, let's talk about the cross, the crook, and the crown, the crook being a shepherd's crook. Preceding this psalm, we have the Psalm of the Cross, Psalm 22, the Shepherd Psalm, Psalm 23, and the Crown Psalm, Psalm 24, which is easier to remember as the cross, the crook, and the crown, and then the acrostic, because Psalm 25 is an acrostic poem where each verse begins with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. As part of your devotions today, how about writing a love poem to your Heavenly Father, to Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit, beginning with A and concluding with Z? Good luck thinking of a Z and an X to start a line with. I've written one during the early hours of this morning, and it has been an uplifting experience to do this. Here are some verses from Psalm 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. I love all those verses and the whole psalm, but just focus on that for a moment. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Since our choices absolutely dictate the results we get in life and our future, to have Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit on our side, helping us to make the right choices, is almost too wonderful for words. Joshua 19 is the final part of the inheritance of the land, and I'm just going to share a little quote here. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance by lot in Shiloh before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. And I find the whole casting of lots a fascinating aspect of biblical culture, which we will explore in further recordings. Mark chapter 9 deals with the transfiguration, as well as many other exciting parts. Consider the World English Bible in its choice of the words to express transfiguration, from the same Greek root from which we get metamorphosis, and which is used in Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, quoting some of the words in red, the direct words of Jesus. He said to them, that's Jesus said to them, most certainly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will in no way taste death until they see God's kingdom come with power. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and brought them up unto a high mountain privately by themselves. And he was changed into another form in front of them. His clothing became glistening, exceedingly white, like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. Elijah and Moses appeared to them, and they were talking with Jesus. I love this language. You too can be metamorphosed, transformed, transfigured, changed into another form, through the renewing of our minds by the living word of God. As with new patterns of thought within, so with new patterns of physiology without. In fact, our very face may change as we spend more time in the presence of the living God. The passage goes on. A cloud came, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Then Jesus and the disciples come down from the mountain and enter into conflict straight away with a poor chap whose son was being thrown into the fire and other danger by a demon. Jesus was a bit annoyed with their lack of faith. So he says this great, famous, and so important line. Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And this is the chap that says, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." So let's listen to that word again. Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And again, Jesus says to us, "If you can believe, all things are possible to you who believes." And then Jesus instructs us about leadership. He sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If any man wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." He took a little child and set him in the middle of them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me doesn't receive me, but him who sent me." And just read that leadership bit again. "If any man wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." Some of 1 Corinthians 6, and you appreciate I'm asking you to read the whole chapter of each of these references today. This is just a taster. "Dare any of you, having a matter against his neighbour, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Don't you know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Don't you know that we will judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have to judge things pertaining to this life, do you set them to judge who are of no account in the assembly? I say this to move you to shame. Isn't there even one wise man among you who would be able to decide between his brothers? But brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Therefore, it is already altogether a defect in you that you have lawsuits one with another. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be defrauded?" And Paul continues later on in the passage, "Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." It's pretty clear, isn't it? And then our wisdom for the day, some samples from the wonderful chapter 22 of Proverbs. "A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honour and life." How helpful is that? So if you've ever puzzled over what the fear of the Lord is, it's a strange saying. Here, Solomon says, humility is the fear of the Lord. Next up, something for the parents amongst us. "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." And something for us tempted to borrow. "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender." And on giving, "The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor." And on gossip, "Drive out the mocker, and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended." And one about worship. "One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the King for a friend." I'm going to read a little bit more, but let's have a quick prayer here. Heavenly Father, we would love to have a pure heart. Holy Spirit, Help us to speak with grace, that we might have Jesus, Yeshua, the King of Kings, as our friend. Let us be, like Abraham, the friends of God. Amen. And one for parental discipline. It's a rather unpopular one nowadays. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. And one for the rich. One who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and one who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. And we conclude today with a series of six sayings. Saying number one, pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve? Saying two, do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will exact life for life. Saying three, do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared. Saying four, do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Saying five, do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. And saying six, do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. Think of the excellence of Daniel and the diligence of Joseph. Let's be skilled in our work. Let's apply ourselves. Be diligent to handle the word of truth with all accuracy. And we will serve before the King of Kings, but also before those with influence in this age. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. May Yahweh bless you abundantly as you meditate on his word and then apply it.